This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Monday, you guys. I hope you are doing well, or as well as you can be right now in these very strange times of isolation and pandemic and everything that's happening in the world right now. Last week for our Monday's intention, we set an intention to really lean into trust and to try to stay as calm and grounded as we possibly can. So hopefully you are very anchored into every kind of practice and resource that you have right now to stay grounded.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
For this week, I want us to, of course, keep trusting, keep breathing, keep doing the yoga, the meditation, do everything that really helps you in a day. But I would love for us to get a little more active this week. It's easy to really lose our sense of purpose when we're in this time of uncertainty. So I would love for us to set a collective intention this week around feeling purposeful. And I love the idea of feeling purposeful. I think the concept of finding your life's purpose is so grand and so big. And we are constantly evolving and changing, and life is constantly changing. I think it's very, very rare for anyone to have just one life's purpose, right? Or one life purpose. So instead of asking yourself, what's my life's purpose and how will I find that? And, you know, have it be this big, big question. How about every day we wake up in the morning and we ask ourselves, how can I be of purpose today? Or how can I serve a purpose today? How can I be purposeful today? So setting an intention around that, just to really look for ways to be of service this week, look for ways to feel purposeful. If it's in the small day-to-day actions that you take in your life, if it's starting a little project around your house, if it's being of service to people in need right now, feeling purposeful so that we're not just floating from day to day, you know, completely just unanchored, not knowing what's going on. Even finding a purpose in something small will help us sleep a little bit better at night. So our intention for this week is this. This week, I will find a way to feel purposeful every day. This week, I will find a way to feel purposeful every day. So what is a way that you can think of that you can feel purposeful today, or that you can feel like you have some sort of meaning? And a really great way that I love to go about that is just something that you're doing around the house, right? Even little things that we take on in a day, completing a project, right? Starting a project with your kids, cleaning something out, organizing a part of your life, clearing out a part of your life. Doesn't have to be your house, could be relationships, could be patterns, could be something around how you're taking care of yourself. Anything that we complete in a day is going to leave us with a sense of purpose. So trying to immerse yourselves in those kinds of things, especially now as we're getting deeper and deeper into this isolation and we don't know how long it's going to last. But the best way, and I think the most beautiful way, the most life-changing way to feel purposeful is to have that intention to serve a purpose every day for somebody else. And that doesn't mean that we're bending over backwards for everyone in our lives or letting people walk all over us or that we're just constantly trying to save other people or anything like that. It means anchoring into our heart, looking for ways to be kind and of service every day. So just asking yourself that question, how can I help, right? How can I serve? It could be something as simple as looking around, not just in your local community, but in your immediate core community. People that you know, that you have in your life, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Who's struggling, right? Who's struggling a little bit more than everybody else? Who has a hard time right now? Something as simple as sending that person a really beautiful note via text, or sitting down with your kids and drawing something beautiful for that person, sending them flowers, asking them if they need help with anything. You know, is there anything that you can do for them? Order them takeout one night, you know, so that they get a break. Like, is there something you can do to actually help a person who is in a bigger need than you are right now? Or what are some ways that you can engage and activate yourself in your community, local and global? Perhaps there's an amazing organization right now that you can donate money to if you have some money left over. Perhaps you have a skill set that translates very well online and you want to gift that skill to someone who can't afford to pay. That's a great way to do that. Perhaps an amazing purpose that we can all serve right now is helping our healthcare workers. If you know a doctor, someone who works in the ER, an EMT, a nurse practitioner, anyone who is working today really on the front lines of this pandemic, how can you help them? How can you help them? And it can be something so simple as just asking, yeah, hey, do you need anything? You know, imagine having an 18-hour day at a hospital working the most intense, terrifying job you can think of right now and coming home to a home-cooked meal waiting for you, or coming home to the kitchen being clean, or coming home to a flower on your doorstep, or just a post-it on the door, like you're doing a good job, or I appreciate you. You know, very, very little things that we can do without crossing the boundaries of this quarantine and, of course, taking all the measures that we have to take. But what is a way that we can serve a purpose today and every day this week? Let's anchor into that. Know that you have the power to make this world a better place, and you will feel purposeful and find meaning in your day too. Thank you so much for tuning in to Yoga Girl Daily today. I'll be back tomorrow.